6. Materialism. Scientists have unintentionally precipitated mankind into a materialistic panic. They have started an unthinking run on the moral bank of the ages. But this bank of human experience has vast spiritual resources. It can stand the demands being made upon it. Only unthinking men become panicky about the spiritual assets of the human race. When the materialistic secular panic is over, the religion of Jesus will not be found bankrupt. The spiritual bank of the kingdom of heaven will be paying out faith, hope, and moral security to all who draw upon it in his name. No matter what the apparent conflict between materialism and the teachings of Jesus may be, you can rest assured that, in the ages to come, the teachings of the Master will fully triumph. In reality, true religion cannot become involved in any controversy with science. It is in no way concerned with material things. Religion is simply indifferent to, but sympathetic with, science, while it supremely concerns itself with the scientist. The pursuit of mere knowledge, without the attendant interpretation of wisdom and the spiritual insight of religious experience, eventually leads to pessimism and human despair. A little knowledge is truly disconcerting. At the time of this writing, the worst of the materialistic age is over. The day of a better understanding is already beginning to dawn. The higher minds of the scientific world are no longer wholly materialistic in their philosophy, but the rank and file of the people still lean in that direction as a result of former teachings. But this age of physical realism is only a passing episode in man's life on earth. Modern science has left true religion, the teachings of Jesus as translated in the lives of his believers, untouched. All science has done is to destroy the childlike illusions of the misinterpretations of life. Science is a quantitative experience, religion a qualitative experience, as regards man's life on earth. Science deals with phenomena, religion with origins, values, and goals. To assign causes as an explanation of physical phenomena is to confess ignorance of ultimates and, in the end, only leads the scientist straight back to the first great cause, the universal father of paradise. The violent swing from an age of miracles to an age of machines has proved altogether upsetting to man. The cleverness and dexterity of the false philosophies of mechanism belie their very mechanistic contentions. The fatalistic agility of the mind of a materialist forever disproves his assertions that the universe is a blind and purposeless energy phenomenon. The mechanistic naturalism of some supposedly educated men and the thoughtless secularism of the man in the street are both exclusively concerned with things. They are barren of all real values, sanctions, and satisfactions of a spiritual nature, as well as being devoid of faith, hope, and eternal assurances. One of the great troubles with modern life is that man thinks he is too busy to find time for spiritual meditation and religious devotion. Materialism reduces man to a soulless automaton and constitutes him merely an arithmetical symbol finding a helpless place in the mathematical formula of an unromantic and mechanistic universe. But whence comes all this vast universe of mathematics without a master mathematician? Science may expatiate on the conservation of matter, but religion validates the conservation of men's souls. It concerns their experience with spiritual realities and eternal values. The materialistic sociologist of today surveys a community, makes a report thereon, and leaves the people as he found them. 1900 years ago, unlearned Galileans surveyed Jesus giving his life as a spiritual contribution to man's inner experience, and then went out and turned the whole Roman Empire upside down. But religious leaders are making a great mistake when they try to call modern man to spiritual battle with the trumpet blasts of the Middle Ages. Religion must provide itself with new and up-to-date slogans. Neither democracy nor any other political panacea will take the place of spiritual progress. False religions may represent an evasion of reality, but Jesus in his gospel introduced mortal man to the very entrance upon an eternal reality of spiritual progression. To say that mind emerged from matter explains nothing. If the universe were merely a mechanism and mind were unapart from matter, we would never have two differing interpretations of any observed phenomenon. The concepts of truth, beauty, and goodness are not inherent in either physics or chemistry. A machine cannot know, much less know truth, hunger for righteousness, and cherish goodness. Science may be physical, but the mind of the truth-discerning scientist is at once supermaterial. Matter knows not truth, neither can it love mercy nor delight in spiritual realities. Moral convictions based on spiritual enlightenment and rooted in human experience are just as real and certain as mathematical deductions based on physical observations, but on another and higher level. If men were only machines, they would react more or less uniformly to a material universe. Individuality, much less personality, would be non-existent. The fact of the absolute mechanism of paradise at the center of the universe of universes, in the presence of the unqualified volition of the second source and center, makes forever certain that determiners are not the exclusive law of the cosmos. Materialism is there, but it is not exclusive. Mechanism is there, but it is not unqualified. Determinism is there, but it is not alone. The finite universe of matter would eventually become uniform and deterministic but for the combined presence of mind and spirit. The influence of the cosmic mind constantly injects spontaneity into even the material worlds. Freedom or initiative in any realm of existence is directly proportional to the degree of spiritual influence and cosmic mind control. That is, in human experience, the degree of the actuality of doing the Father's will. And so, when you once start out to find God, that is the conclusive proof that God has already found you. The sincere pursuit of goodness, beauty, and truth leads to God, and every scientific discovery demonstrates the existence of both freedom and uniformity in the universe. The discoverer was free to make the discovery. The thing discovered is real and apparently uniform, or else it could not have become known as a thing.